Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back to our new time slot and our new day, Thursdays at 5 p.m. We are on the air, Empowered Communications. Dr. Pat Allen, how's it going?
It's going just great. You awesome. And I are doing this from across the country, and it's wonderful.
It is. It's so fun. And of course, I can't believe it, but right off the bat, we have a huge question. But first, I want to make sure everybody knows that the Want Institute brings this to you each and every week. But we do have sponsorship opportunities opening up. So if you're interested, you can reach me directly at 818-399-3687. So our very first question is a multi-part question. So let's just go for it one part at a time. Dear Dr. Pat, I have a couple of questions and I would love to hear what your thoughts are on them. I will share some background. I met a guy on Tinder almost 2 weeks ago. I'm 47. He's 39. He seemed like a very sensitive man. He said that one of his objectives is to find a partner, but this was very difficult for him because he's really afraid to have one. And losing that person. He lost his grandmother and had a tattoo of a broken heart on his chest. He invited me for coffee before going back to his city, and we spent only 1 hour together. But I felt really nice connection and chemistry with him, and I thought it was the same for him. We chat a lot before the coffee and after until he arrived the next day to his city. I didn't hear from him until 4 days later. I told him I missed him, and he said he missed me too, and we started chatting again. The next day, I got 2 phone calls from him, and I didn't answer until the morning, and he apologized, saying his phone dialed itself. Okay, so let's move along. He writes her at 11:30 in the evening, complained that he disconnected and disappeared. And I said I didn't feel comfortable initiating the conversation, and he understood. He said he was expecting someone to kidnap him. After chatting for almost 2 hours, I almost asked him if we'll see each other the next day. I didn't hear from him, so I wrote him, and he said his sister was leaving and he couldn't see me. I'm really hurt and confused. Oh, he deleted me from his app. I'm really hurt and confused. Our conversations have been very sweet and romantic. He said I intimidate him, according to him, in a good way. I think he might have also seen that my profile is still up on Tinder since I met him. I thought things were special. My question is, I don't understand why he acted that way, even to delete me. What could be the reason? Is he playing a game?
It's a game, but it's a game of self-preservation. He does not want to be your bitch. He does not want to be the feminine, the yin. He's too young. Number one, 39 years old. He's gushing testosterone.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether grandma dies or not. And what you're doing at age 47 is longing to form a grounded, bonded relationship. That's too much responsibility for where he's at. Now, my suggestion to you is to realize if you want to be the man, then you've got to be with the man who wants to be the woman.
Right.
But if you're not wanting to be the man and you want him to be the man, you have to do 3 things. Be passive, don't chase, don't question. Don't ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex. Because when you do that, if he's a man, there's too many men here. Men want. Women are in charge of not want. If you are passive patient, he has 8 weeks between each reach out, email, text, fax, calls. He has 8 weeks biochemically to reach out to you. He's got to feel the longing to reach out. Otherwise, you're doing your mommy bit. And men, when they're 10 and well raised well to be men, they don't want a mommy. They don't need a mommy.
They already had
they
one.
They want women. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm afraid
he deleted you because you were too masculine for him.
Right.
And men want to be bonded. You had a hookup. Now, a hookup is sex-based, not making love, sex-based. He can have casual sex all day, all night. You can't. And you are still young enough to bond to his body. And then you're going to go into a horrible, he doesn't love me, he doesn't want me. When the truth of the matter is, all feast, no feast. If you give that much of yourself away, you end up a free wife. And he's not ready to assume the responsibility for a wife at all.
No, it definitely doesn't sound like it. Now, she has a follow-up part of which you've basically answered, but I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway. She says, do you think this could be fixed? The 8 weeks are due exactly on Christmas Day. Should I send only a ritual or a hi-bye letter? I want him to know how all of this made me feel.
I want you to understand, you have the right to send a hi-bye letter. But part of the pain, remember paragraph 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Paragraph 2 is where you share the pain of the mistake. I know that I threatened you by trying to possess you, trying to compete, trying to control. That's
mm-hmm.
male. Maleness is compete, conquer, and control. Femaleness
right.
is passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Make your choice. When you want both, you're narcissistic, and he can only be a zero, and he doesn't want to be a zero.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. Very, very interesting. Okay. That was a good question. Here we have another one. Okay. She says, another long one. Okay. I just started listening to you, Dr. Allen, and I think, let me see what she says. I have a question I'd like to submit for the show. I hope he doesn't know it's me and he isn't listening.
Is this the same person?
No, it's a different person.
Different person, okay.
Yeah.
It's a woman. Go ahead.
A man and I, he's acting as though we are exclusive and monogamous, but he's not asked me for exclusivity and monogamy. How can I broach this topic without being the masculine energy in this relationship?
Remember that female power is veto power. We're in charge of no. Therefore, no intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, until his mouth or his writing or his email says, I don't want you to date other men. I want you to be monogamous, see me regularly, and build a relationship leading to or not leading to marriage. Maybe he only wants to mate. Maybe he doesn't want to marry. Legal marriage.
So right.
What you've got to remember is we women have only one power, the power to say no to physically marrying a man with our body by practicing intercourse. Everything beside intercourse, hand jobs, him going down on you, anything, toys to play with, anything is okay as long as it's not intercourse going all the way. In mouth,
right.
In anus, in vagina.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Very interesting.
Wait, premenopausal women are very bondable. That's 45 to 55, premenopausal.
Hello?
Post-andropause men, that's 55 on up.
All right. Hey, we've got a caller, Dr. Allen. You ready to take
Let's
a question?
Let's get to the caller.
All right, good. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm so happy to hear you.
Good.
Are you listening to me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Pat. I listened to your seminar webinar last week, but I didn't have the chance to talk to you. I'm so happy to hear you now. So I don't want to waste your time. I asked the question about my boyfriend of 1 year, and you gave me a great script to ask him about a future engagement or something like that. And I did that, actually. I couldn't wait anymore because it has been 1 year. And he said that he's 38 years old. I'm 34. And he said that he needs another year to move.
He needs another year. How old are you?
I'm almost 34.
So you're going into your prime 35th year. Do you have the time or energy to give him another year?
No.
My thought is 1 year to decide. You know, if he's in his last year of internship or studying for the bar or he's in Iraq, I mean, there are reasons which can extend past a year. But his is saying, I don't want to get engaged and plan a wedding until I feel like taking on the responsibility. Well, I've got news for you. Men do not wake up in the middle of the night and say, oh, good, I want to take on responsibility for a woman and the kids we create. What?
I'm sorry. He said he's not financially ready because he just got a job.
I've got news for you. People with no money at all
get married. I understand. Yes, now, I agree with that.
What he's saying is, I want you to cherish my feelings, Mama. And I don't want you to ask me to take responsibility. Your answer to him is, you have every right not to start building with me. But I've given you a year, and now I'm going to stop having intercourse with you, hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start dating other people who may want to build
with me.
I got scared to tell him about dating other people. You know what?
Yes.
Then you want to be a free woman. You want to be a free wife.
No, I will
By
tell him.
By all means, be a free wife.
No,
okay,
I will tell him.
Practice with me right now.
Okay. Yes,
no,
sure.
I don't feel like taking on the responsibility of being married to you and having kids.
You have every right to want that, but I don't feel comfortable with that. So I will stop having intercourse with you and start dating other people who may want to marry.
Along with you.
I don't think you will agree with that, but anyway, I don't care. Anyway.
Wait a minute. You just handle your side of the debate, not his. No mind reading.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, of course I will. Thank you so much.
You're taking care of you. By taking care of you, you're taking care of him. Because in the long run, free wives end up spinsters on the street.
I understand. And I don't want to have any more intercourse with him without a ring engagement, a plan. He didn't even want to commit to a time frame to that. And I felt really bad.
Well, I've got news for you. You felt bad enough to call me, and I told you what I know about mating, which is significant. I'm a certified sex addiction specialist, Harvard University McLean Hospital. Do you see? Patrick Carnes is my sponsor in the addiction program, and he's the one that was going to be the chief witness for the Bill Clinton Jennifer Flowers trial, if they had it. So
yes,
everything I teach is based on the animal science of mating.
I understand. Thank you so much for helping me.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, caller. Wow, pretty cool. I believe that call came in from abroad, by the way, from Europe. So very neat. Here we go. I believe we have another caller.
Hello?
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. I have a question. I believe
he's
your colleague, Dr. Allen. Dr. John Gray.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, because I watched
my friend interview.
Yes, I watched one interview with him. I watched an interview on YouTube with him and you, so I figured you knew each other. And I was just wondering, do you have any, what opinions do you have on his Mars and Venus books?
On his Mars and Venus book?
Mm-hmm.
Too simplistic. There are women from Venus, and there are women from Mars. We are all. He does not honor the system of yin and yang, quantum physics, mm-hmm. the way I do. I recommend the book The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. Here's the premise, 2,000 years old. Men have yang bodies. They want to compete, conquer, and control. Yay, cubs! And women have yin bodies, passive, patient, and vulnerable. But men mm-hmm. have feminine souls called the anima, yin mm-hmm. energy. When a man connects his yin to his yang, we call him a gentleman. When he's all mm-hmm. yang, we call him a macho SOB. When he's mm-hmm. all yin, we call him a saint or a wuss. A woman has a yin body. It's designed to receive and give back. They give us a sperm cell. We give them back a five-pound baby. That's compound mm-hmm. interest. So we have yin bodies, but we have yang souls. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. My new book that's coming out, God willing, around the first of the year, is called It's a Man's World. They take charge of junk, building, buying, you know, the Donald Trump approach to life and reality. Women mm-hmm. are in charge of air, what we breathe. When a woman who is virtuous literally can turn a man's air off by not giving him a free wife.
Mm-hmm.
Once you become a free wife to a man, he now becomes a little gigolo boy. You see, mm-hmm. there's a wonderful book that I can't remember right now, but it's called The War Against Boys, about masculine women raising their sons to be feminine. So
I read that one years ago. Yeah.
John Gray is very much into men are men and women are women. No, 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 no. We're mm-hmm. all both male and female. In fact, mm-hmm. natural gay people are naturally feminine, even if they're a man, and they're mm-hmm. naturally masculine, even if they're women. There is no such thing as a pure male from Mars or a pure female from Venus. So my work is more state-of-the-art with quantum physics. His is mm-hmm. simplistically honorable, but I deal with alphas. And alphas have a brain and a heart. They are both mm-hmm. male and female. Mm-hmm. He's my friend. I appreciate him, you see. But I'm mm-hmm. teaching quantum physics to college-level humans.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that book is The War Against Boys, and it's by Christina Hoff Summers. That's a Simon & Schuster publication.
Oh, thank you,
It's a
Kelly.
Great book. I read it. Yeah, I read it some years ago. It's, I think, true.
Okay.
Yes,
so did I answer your question?
You did, yes, because I read a few of his books, and I thought that his principles are okay, given that those men
are
even
okay.
men.
One time I was giving a lecture to a young president's organization, and I found him standing behind a pillar listening to my presentation, and I was mm-hmm. very honored.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for answering my question.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay, Dr. Allen, we have another question in from our Facebook fans. Oh, we got a caller. Never mind.
Okay.
Hey, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, nope.
Hello? By the way, I want men to call. Men, call. Call. I know you're out there.
Okay, great. Caller, are you on the line?
Hello?
Hi, caller. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're on the air with Dr. Ellen.
Oh, I sent my hi bye letter last Thursday.
Did he answer?
Yes, on Friday he answered.
Whoa, that's fast.
Well,
what did he say?
He said, hi, funny you typed. I have been thinking about you, but I am confused.
Yes.
Was the note to express feelings because you want to rekindle, or was it the finale and you need to get rid of past associations?
He's quite bright, isn't he?
And I wrote back and I said, I understand your confusion, but I have laid out all my cards. Now is the time for you to think about what you would like, as I am open to a new and lasting
relationship. One moment.
What?
If a man or a woman wanted to buy your car, caller, and they said, I would like to buy it, and another one said, I want to buy it, who's got the money?
I know. I messed up. I was so nervous that it was so...
Who's got the money? Want or would like?
Want. So do I have to wait another... What?
No, I want you to know that you flagged him that you were not secure in wanting him to commit. You flagged him.
Oh, so what do I need to do now?
Well, it depends on what he did with your would like. What did he say when you said I would like?
He didn't say anything.
Well, that's right. You didn't ask him to do anything.
So can I?
Do you want to send him a PSP? What is it? PPS. Do you want to send him another note?
Yeah, I would.
Well, this is what it would sound like.
Okay.
I made a mistake when I said what I would like in the way of a relationship. What I really want, big letters, what I really want is to negotiate a relationship of chemistry, compatibility, and communication.
Okay. I'm trying to write this all down, but am I going to be able to listen to this again?
So
yeah, all of our recording, all of our...
To change it to a want?
Okay.
I mean, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want to change it.
Then do it.
Okay. So...
You literally gave him permission to not want what you wanted because you didn't want it. You would like it. That's like saying, oh, I would like to buy that dress, but I don't have the money and I don't want to go out and get a job to get the dress.
Okay, so what I really want is to negotiate a... Can you just repeat what you said?
Monogamous, continuous... Yep. Long term, do you want to get married or just mate?
No, I think I want to get married. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm afraid about,
Well, do you understand? You just gave me the answer for the reason you like the words would like. You're not really planning your life. You're hoping for a life.
Oh, okay.
You only get what you want if you know you want it. If you don't want it, you'll say, I would like it. And the other person will say, well, she doesn't really want it. She just wants me to want it and give it to her. But I don't want to take responsibility for a woman who doesn't know what she wants.
Okay.
I have a question, caller.
Yes.
You use the word afraid. I'm afraid. What are you afraid of?
What am I afraid of? I don't know if I'm afraid of...
You know what you're afraid of?
rejection.
You're afraid of he doesn't really want it any more than you do. You would like it, and he would not like the responsibility. Do you understand? What you're saying is exactly what I'm saying.
So I have to just say, this is exactly what I want, and be confident in what I'm saying.
And you have a right not to give it to me.
And say that to
but
him?
But if you want me, this is what I want to negotiate. I want to negotiate committability. I want to negotiate chemistry. And I want to negotiate and communicate with you so that we build something that fits both of us.
Okay.
You see?
Yes, I do. This has
been
going
on. He's obviously interested, or he wouldn't have answered you in the day.
He's been in my life. He's been in my life, like, since 1990.
I appreciate that, but you've never shut the door. You've never negotiated.
No.
You fantasized.
You're correct. I do.
Well,
yes.
Was your mother not secure in her wants? What did she want?
You mean with my father?
Yes.
I think my mother was... I think my father ruled
the house. Did she want to be cherished? Did she want to be cherished or respected?
I don't know, because my father died when I was, like, young, so I... And my mother never
remarried. Did she remarry? Did she remarry?
No.
So you didn't see her negotiate with a man?
Correct.
You didn't hear her?
No.
And I'm a rent-a-mom. If you want what I've got, then you've got to do what I do. Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay, did it appeal to you?
Yes, yes. And I listen to
every
podcast.
Do you want to be with... What?
I listen to all your podcasts.
I understand that, but you're too much into would-like instead of want.
Okay. Okay.
You willing?
I get it. I get it.
Step up. All right.
All right. I'm gonna.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. You're not willing to make and keep agreements. You would like a commitment, but you don't want one.
I see.
So let's get down and negotiate it.
Okay, I'm going to do that. And I'll
call
you back. Call back. Yep. Right, give us a report. Thanks, caller.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Pretty powerful call. And it looks like on my magical...
This is a very powerful energy. This quantum physics. There's nothing in the universe but energy. Positive, negative. That's all there is.
It's true. We've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Thank you, Kelly. I'm so excited. Dr. Pat, I want to know about talking to my daughter. She's 19 years old, and I think she has male energy.
Well, I hate to mention it, she's your ex-daughter. 18 years old, she's an independent agent.
Well, yeah, and we've been
she's
fighting
not your daughter.
And arguing. Okay. I'll do a mind shift on that. Yeah, I'll do a mind shift. Okay. So we argue and bicker.
How can you argue? You have no power over her anymore.
Oh.
You have to negotiate. Let me give you the tools of femaleness.
Okay.
Never, ever ask her what she thinks, wants, opinion, or suggestions. If you want something from her, you tell her, I have a want. Are you willing to hear it? Yes, no, maybe, whatever. And she says, yes. You have every right to not do what I'm about to ask, but I want you to not date that married man. How do you feel about my request? What can I do to help you feel better about not dating a married man. Oh, you want to date him and you're willing to pay. Okay, you have every right to do that. But I don't want to see his face in my house, at my dinner table, nowhere. He belongs to another woman, and you can have him if you want because you're over 18, but I'm not going to participate. And if you choose to marry him, I'm not going to help you divorce his wife. In other words, you tell her the price tag. Do you see what I'm saying? You have to make an appointment to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question. And then you negotiate and tell her the price tags for not negotiating.
Sometimes we fall into a negative pattern. I appreciate the tools. They're beautiful. We fall into a negative pattern.
Does she mother you or do you mother her?
I mother.
Then you've got to leave your false balls in the bathroom someplace else.
Okay. Okay.
The only human your daughter really feels comfortable surrendering to has a penis. You understand?
Yeah.
Freud would say you have a phantom love for penal power.
Okay.
You're not a man with her.
Right.
You're a woman to a woman. I feel, how do you feel? I don't want, what is it you don't want? What can I do to help us feel better? What can I do to help us feel better? That's how women talk.
It feels like it's an even more powerful place than trying to be a man with fake balls.
Are you a single mom?
Am I what?
Are you a single mom?
Yes, her dad passed away.
I've got news for you. You can't be a good man as a mother. You can father yourself. Honey, you have a right to do that, but I'm not going to pay for your school. I'm not going to buy you a car. There are price tags for doing things that you're not comfortable with. But when you try to pretend you're a man, you're going to cause her to fight with you like a man. Now I've got two men.
That's exactly what we've been doing.
Well, then cut it out. You're talking to me.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I have another question.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
There's a book called My Mother, Myself.
Okay.
And who's it by?
Linda
Leonard.
What?
Isn't it Linda Leonard?
It's My Mother, Myself. And it's about the anger that creates between two masculine mother-daughter team.
Oh.
Nancy Friday. My Mother, Myself, The Daughter Search for
Identity. Yes, Nancy Friday.
By Nancy Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is early 70s, and you can find it on Amazon.com and on Goodreads.
Yep, I'll grab it.
Okay.
Do you have time for another one?
Yes.
You talk about women that can be too feminine or too yin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They let their boyfriends. How many times have we read, and her boyfriend killed her little boy, 2 years old? You know what that's about? That's about a man getting drunk and knowing she screwed another man to get that little boy. You don't see it when it's a little girl. You might see that he raped her, but for little boys, men get furious at the idea that their women have ever had sex with somebody else.
That sort of like overly weak character in a woman, how can women address that or balance that within themselves if they see that they're weak in a certain way? They're too feminine, right? How can
I've got news for you. They usually, remember the man that put the kids in the tents in the backyard and she was freed up and is married today? He got her out of her bedroom, about 10 years ago, I guess.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He had kids with her. What?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, Dr. Allen. You go ahead. I'll try to find that.
Anyway, the point of it is, if a woman doesn't love herself as a woman with rights to be cherished, she will allow her husband to abuse her daughters, but she will often pull her sons close as retaliation against him. Thereby, he then beats up the son. Many women have to learn the hard way and go to jail.
So we have Dr. to realize Allen. We have to love ourselves.
What are you saying, Kelly?
I was saying Elizabeth Smart, the Stockholm Syndrome.
That's her.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of like they have Stockholm Syndrome, isn't it, Dr. Allen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Stockholm Syndrome is when you're so thrilled that they didn't kill you that you love them for not killing you.
Mm-hmm.
So you live with them. You stay with those bad guys. You see? And you let them abuse your children.
Wow. Go ahead, caller.
So the key is to love ourselves, and that's basically what we have to learn to strengthen ourselves as women, is to love ourselves.
You've got to learn to say no. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men get what they want by knowing what they want and asking for it, and then asking you how you feel about it. Relationships are not, I think, I want, I feel, I don't want. That's competition. It's, I think, how do you feel? What can I do to help you and I feel better? I don't feel very good. What do you think about this idea? And what can I do to help us do better? That's called the waltz of love. Complementary communication. I'm a transactional analyst. That's all I do. I manipulate words. They're the quantum mechanics that I do in order to impact the quantum physics of yin and yang. Remember, the yin and yang way of life has a big section on sexuality. Dr. Kim, Dr. Lee.
So that no has to become a powerful part of ourselves. That no has to really be...
Well, if you're in the Western culture, yes. If you're in the Mideast, no. Sharia law does not give women the right to say no. That's a big deal today. In my book, Men Are For Martin, that's John Green. In my book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, I go in depth in the difference between Western and Mideastern culture. And what we're doing right now is processing. Mm. The world is getting smaller by the minute. 6 degrees of separation is becoming no degrees of separation.
No, it's really powerful what you're saying. Yeah, thank you so much.
I know it is. I'm having a wonderful time working with women from the Western culture dating men from the Mideastern culture. And it is absolutely stunning to watch a man who's following Sharia law and losing his woman get it. I love it when they get it.
Yeah, bless you for your work.
Thank you. God has blessed me. I'm 82 years old, and I enjoy being me now.
Yes. Thank you, and good night. Good night, Dr. Pat. Good night, Kelly.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's some great questions tonight, Dr. Allen.
Well, we're having a good time.
Yeah, we are. I think we have another call coming in, too.
Good.
All right, let's see. Looking at the board here. Caller, are you on the... Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do.
What is it?
You have to turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
Now, there's something I want to say. When you say, I'm sorry, I say, do you mean to tell me you meant to do it? You never say you're sorry for a mistake. What you say is, I feel badly that I made a mistake. That's called an amends. I feel badly that I made a mistake, and I'm going to watch it in the future. When you say you're sorry, it's interesting. I'm sorry is full restitution. And you know how many times people say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. When somebody steps on my foot and they say, I'm sorry, I said, did you mean to do it? No. I said, oh, then you made a mistake stepping on my foot. That's okay. We all make mistakes.
I got it.
Had to give a little lecture. What can I do for you in other worlds?
Okay. My situation is kind of different from all your, I guess, all the help that you've been giving all these other women. The person that is dating me is currently...
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you for saying it that way. I am so tired of, I'm dating a man. Oh, you're dating a man. So you're the sperm and he's the egg. Well, I can tell you that's going to get you problems unless you like being a man. So I commend you for saying I have a man dating me.
Yes, yes. Because I used to be masculine, but now I said I want to be cherished. So I'm taking
your passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Yes.
And you do it his way. All the women, all the women listening right now all over the world, get your hands up. I promise.
On my honor.
To respect.
The men I love.
I know I'm smarter. And I could do it better. If I wanted to. Furthermore. I promise. To keep my yang mouth shut. Unless I have to call the police. A doctor. Or a lawyer. So help me God.
Now
remember, this is for you when you love him enough to have intercourse with him. Women marry with intercourse. Men marry when they sign legal documents. If there are any men out there, I want their hands up now. I promise. Kelly, you could be the man.
All right.
I promise. On my honor. To give, protect, and cherish. The women. The kids. The animals. And the planet. Even when. They're illogical. Irrational. And often irritating. So help me God. Those are the two pledges of masculinity and femininity.
Okay.
You see?
Yes, I see.
So what can I do in the way of an answer?
I guess my issue is the fact that he is incarcerated and I have to deal with so many outside forces like family, friends, not understanding why I'm with this person.
You mean you're scripted? They wrote your script.
Yeah.
You're not you. You're not an I. You're a zero and they're tens.
Yes.
When do you plan? How old are you?
I'm 38.
When do you plan on becoming an adult human being?
Today.
Good. Then you better figure out what you don't want. Not what you want, what you don't want that's in your life. Do you want to be a daughter? Do you want to be a sister? What do you want to be? What do you not want to be? If you want to be an individual, your family may not like you.
Okay.
If you're willing to pay the price of not being a zero, then you'll become an individual.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. In chapter 14 of Getting to I Do are the items, time, space, and money. Things you have to play. You have to negotiate with people you're going to be friends or intimate with. And so that chapter will help you design what you want to be. You're old enough to be an individual. When are you going to do it?
Now, because we plan on getting married, and I need to separate myself from people, well, family and friends that are trying
You've got to get out of your script. Claude Steiner, I teach classes. I'm going to teach one on Saturday. Script. Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, wonderful transactional analyst.
And
Dr.
Allen's script class is fantastic.
Will that be on a podcast as well, or?
No.
But you can read the book, Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, and get a pretty good idea. And add the book, Getting to I Do. I have no problem with women wanting to be men and men wanting to be women as long as they know they're doing it.
Also, you can contact info@drpatallen.com for a private script session to set it up if you want to do that.
I will read your script to you.
Okay,
so you'll talk to Susie about that and info@drpatallen.com is the email address. And just tell her that you're interested in a private script session or her next script class.
Okay, and her name is Susie?
Yes, Sue Wagner.
Okay.
She runs the office. She's my second eldest daughter.
Yeah, she is the CFO of the One Institute, and that dynamo is in Texas this week. We miss you, Sue.
I have to send her an email.
Yeah, if you send her an email, she'll let you know when the next script class that's open is. I think this one's full. I could be wrong about that, so definitely check. And otherwise, you can book a private appointment, and Dr. Allen does have private appointments over the phone, too.
Okay.
If you're not in Orange County or Los Angeles.
No, I'm in New York. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. So you can do a phone script appointment. Extremely helpful.
There's a wonderful book by Abraham Maslow, Toward a Psychology of Being. He says there's two kinds of people. People that are being their honest self and people who are deficient, be people. They are zeros copying other people. Stephen Jobs wrote in his commencement communication at Stanford, you've got to be an individual to be somebody.
I agree.
Okay?
Okay. May I ask another question?
I don't know. Kelly, where are we at in the time frame?
We have a very short moment left, so if it's a real quick one, definitely.
I have my sister, and she's recently was in a relationship with someone that recently got out of jail 5 years. He's been away 5 years. I'm sorry, he's living with a female for 5 years. And she wants to be with him, but she doesn't know what to do because he's playing games with her. And
why don't you get her on the phone? Both of you on the phone at the same time.
Okay. Should I call back or?
Actually, we have we have 30 seconds left. So let's make sure you call next Friday or next Thursday because we're out of time.
I can call next Thursday. Okay.
Next Thursday. Okay.
Thanks,
caller. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Allen, we're about out of time. So, what did you got to say to me tonight?
the only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And follow that with action or inaction as soon as possible.
Awesome. Okay, everybody. We're so glad you joined us tonight. Thanks for all the wonderful calls and questions. Find us at www.drpatallen.com for information and to sign up for our newsletter. And follow us on Facebook. We love you. We're gone. We'll see you next week.
God bless you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.